Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Wisconsin's beautiful scenery extends throughout the state, rolling hills and pastures, farmland, Lake Michigan, and the northern woods. California painter Arnold Alanese takes particular advantage of his Wisconsin surroundings when he stays at his summer home on Ellison Bay in Door County. But it was only a stroke of luck that brought him here in the first place and led him to become a world-renowned landscape painter, with Wisconsin a major inspiration for his work. Alanese, who will soon be featured in a month-long exhibit at Milwaukee's D-Lin Gallery, joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio recently and explained how someone with no prior ties to Wisconsin came to feel so strongly about it.
I grew up in Texas along the Gulf Coast, Corpus Christi. And unbeknownst to me, during my senior year in high school, I was called to the counselor's office. And I thought, well, I'm in trouble now. But actually, it turned out to be a questionnaire regarding a college. Where was I going to college? I hadn't even thought of it. I was one of the upper 10 in my class, and scholarships were available. And so I began applying, and someone suggested Wisconsin. I'd never been out of Texas, never seen snow. And lo and behold, I received a scholarship to come to the University of Wisconsin in Madison, fell in love with the campus, and the rest is history. Stayed here.
And you've made at least a summer home in Door County.
Yes. For the last 30 years, I've maintained a home in Ellison Bay, right near the lake, and come back every summer. I currently live in California, Southern California, but I'm always anxious to get back. It seems like this is a home, even though it's an adopted home. I still feel like it's home.
How has this adopted home informed your art?
It made me aware of the changing seasons, the tremendous number of trees that I had never seen where I grew up. It was palms and cactus and sand dunes. I was right on the Gulf Coast. And it made me just want to paint. Every time I wake up, I'm ready to take a walk, ready to see something new. And Door County is probably one of the more scenic spots in the Midwest. So it's constant inspiration.
Now, had you painted before you went to Madison, or was it just sort of dabbling?
I really had no intention to be an artist. My major was education. I was going to be a language teacher. I took an art course for non-art majors. The professor was pleased with my work, asked if I might consider taking other art courses. I did. Eventually switched my major into art, printmaking, and with a minor in art history. Also with an education background so that I could teach.
And did you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I taught for about 6 years in Mequon. Enjoyed that very much. It was probably the more formative years of my careers, teaching and painting at the same time, and then watching other students develop and participating in the lakefront and a variety of art fairs that you just sort of get sucked into and enjoy every bit when you're an artist, just starting.
Well, how has your style changed in the intervening years, or has it?
It's changed a great deal. My earliest works were etchings, and of course, black and white or brown and white sepia. I enjoyed them very much, and those are some of my strongest pieces. They're the ones I won a lot of awards with and got me started. In fact, one of the very first pieces to get publicity was because of the Channel 10 auction, and it was a lithograph, which I created one color at a time, printed here in Milwaukee on stone blocks. So it was limited. I think it was only 4 or 5 colors. I began developing more interest in the colors because of the change of seasons, and I wanted to project more of a involvement with the viewer. A viewer likes color. They seem to be attracted to things with color more so than black and white. Black and white is a very sophisticated approach. I mean, you have to have some knowledge of the art itself to really enjoy it totally. I think color is a little more involving to most people.
More accessible, maybe?
Oh, yes. My colors at first were very high-key, more impressionistic, lots of spring, lots of blue winters. Now they're evolving more earth tones, browner, fall pictures, woodsy scenes, kind of more serene, a little more mysterious than my other earlier pieces.
Maybe softer?
Not so much.
Okay.
Actually, a little more tight, a little more controlled than my earlier pieces.
Isn't it fun to see, you look back at your career and you see this evolution?
Yes, it is. You're not aware of it when it's happening. And even if you're not painting, you take a break for a month or two and you come back. you're painting differently. Something develops, something happens during that interim, even when you're not working. It's a continuum of growth, and I think you have really no control over how you're going to do it. The hardest thing for me is to paint something, quote, to match something I did for someone before. You can't do it. It's mimicking yourself, and it doesn't work.
No, I would think it would be exactly that. You're imitating yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's false somehow.
It's an easy trap to fall into. You know, you do something that's well-liked and successful, and you want to keep repeating it. The hardest thing is to do something that you're just totally uncertain of what the outcome is going to be. And then you realize you're painting for yourself and not so much for an audience or for a specific target.
How does that work, though, when you get commissions?
I'm very careful when I accept them, letting whoever is asking know that I'll try. It's not going to be, you know, might be not what you want, not what you expect, and I'm not hurt by it. You can say, no, it's not really what I've been looking for, but it's not a problem. I enjoy the commissions. I'm always surprised at what's going to happen with them. I can generally predict pretty much what they're going to look like, but occasionally something will happen in the painting that pushes me another way, and I'm still happy with it.
Have you ever had anyone reject a commission?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have. It was a blow at first, and but yet the piece itself, I actually kept it, and I'm happy I did. It was a real good milestone for me. But most of my commissions are always eagerly accepted, and I don't take very many.
Do you still do printing, or do you mostly paint?
No, my prints were really created as original prints, meaning that each color in the painting was transferred onto a printing plate by hand. No photography was used. Unfortunately, that whole printing process is now extinct. The digital era has created a wonderful boon for artists because you just take in your painting. It's digitally photographed, scanned into a computer, and within several hours, you have a print. I do them occasionally, especially for a special project, but I paint mostly. To me, a print involves the artist. I think these giclées are a picture of a painting that I really haven't done much to except create the original. So I think original printmaking is where I began, and to me, that's really a print.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, I think, more than a print of a painting, but, you know, actually doing original prints. Mm-hmm. So that is something you don't do too much anymore?
Well, there's really not a lot of print shops that that cater to people like myself, unless you have your own press, and I no longer do. But for many years, I printed in New York in a workshop there right in Manhattan, and that, of course, closed in the early 90s. So now pretty much I'm just painting and doing giclées of a few select pieces. You know, there's still a market for prints. It hasn't really totally disappeared. It's not what it used to be in the 80s. Prints, you know, rule the art world.
Maybe painting is having a little more of a renaissance now.
Oh, yes. Not only painting, but all kinds of multidimensional things are making their way into the art world. Glass is in a renaissance. Photography is booming. You know, sculpture, painting is not the big dominant part of the art scene that it used to be. And I'm glad because there's so many other people with talents that are coming into it.
So for you, I know you've created a piece for the Channel 10 auction, but beyond that, are you just continuing to paint? What's happening? Do you have shows coming up?
I do. I have a one-man show in May, early May, with William DeLynn Gallery here in Milwaukee. I also have a show in California, Northern California, in the fall in Calistoga. And I have perhaps a show in Waukesha sometime also about that time. It takes me a great deal of time to produce an original, so commitments to shows I have to kind of space out.
Do you find that the product, the actual end painting, is as important as it once was, or is it the process at this point that becomes more dominant for you?
I think the process is the fun part. In a way, I can almost envision the finished product, but getting to that point sometimes opens a new door or a path to something I didn't try. What if I left this? What if I used this little edge of cardboard to create this kind of gully or a structure or something. Wow, that worked. You know, it's like a discovery for me. And in the end, that's the part you remember, not so much the finished piece. So I think the act of getting there, for me right now, is fun, you know, and it's like an adventure. And I have to make it that way. I've been painting for 40 years. And sometimes when I just change, even changing palette will create a little more interest for me. Because you've got to keep it interesting so it relates to the viewer. Because no matter how you try, if you're not putting yourself into that piece, it shows, you know, it haunts you. I think the new pieces I'm doing, they started taking a change in the fall, in September. I've been walking and going out into these little paths and roads of in the parks of Door County and coming upon these wonderful little simple forgotten places that not too many people except joggers and people walking their dogs would see. And it inspired me to start painting the paths and the little roads to somewhere that I'd come across. And it's really worked. And it's, for me, that was a nice turning point. And the piece I did for Channel 10 is one of those.
And will the show that Bill has, will they feature
yes,
as well?
Yes, there
will
be quite a few of the new pieces there. In fact, as many as I can do.
Well, we better let you go and get back to painting then.
Well, a good suggestion. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it has been such a pleasure, Arnold. Thanks for your time.
And yours as well. Bye-bye.
Arnold Alanese is a painter who graduated from UW-Madison and now lives and works in California and Door County. He created Autumn Twilight for the Channel 10 auction. It's a painting that captures a quiet and peaceful Door County autumn landscape. In addition, on May 2nd, Alanese is opening a month-long exhibit at the DeLynn Gallery of Fine Art in Milwaukee, featuring 24 pieces of his newest work. You can find out more about Alanese's work from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Alanese spoke with Bonnie North. A new collection of short stories features life in rural Wisconsin. We'll talk with the author next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.